The report was commissioned by the Marine Highway in 2014, but it's driven entirely by statistics, and some of the numbers are pretty granular. There's not a lot Heather Hoagland doesn't know about passengers who, say, boarded a ferry in Sitka in 2014.
You've got 81 Australians, and then it drops down to 22 Germans, 16 New Zealanders. You had two people from the United Arab Emirates. I love this stuff. I think it's so fascinating. Three South Africans. You had 89 Canadians. So this data set, obviously, it's so fun to poke around in it and see where your people are coming from.
But Hoagland, who now lives in Bellingham after spending 12 years working for McDowell and Juno, dives much deeper into the numbers. She tracks employment in the system and where that money is being spent. She also tracks visitor traffic and where passengers are headed when they ride the ferry. It's probably not where you were thinking.
Anchorage and Juneau are the top two destinations. So folks taking the ferry are not just tooling around in Southeast. They are driving, they're getting off the ferry in Haines or Skagway, or they may be taking it up to the Southwest system, but they are getting up throughout the state. You've got 37%. Denali is number 5 community of those visited. Fairbanks down there at number 7. Toke, you know, these are communities that are not on the ferry system, but they are benefiting from the service by getting their visitors.
And the ferry is not just for visitors. The other prize Anchorage and Juneau win is for travel by local residents. Juneau tops that list, followed by Anchorage. Ketchikan is a distant third, followed by Palmer and Wasilla. Yep, there are more people from Palmer and Wasilla using the ferry than from Sitka, than from Haines even. And there are more residents of Fairbanks using the ferry than residents of Wrangell and Petersburg. In just the last 3 years, traveling by Sitka on the ferry has become almost as rare as departing Chicago in a Pullman sleeper car.
So Sitka's traffic between 2012 and 2015 went down by 33%. So that's about twice what the statewide traffic went down. I know that scheduling and what's going on with the ferries and their maintenance and all that stuff plays a role, but that's a big number. I was surprised that it had gone down by a full third.
Hoagland is not sure how the information will be used by decision makers in Juneau. The impression created by Sitka's legislators, especially Senator Bert Stedman, is that ferries are considered expensive and inefficient by rail belt politicians who prefer spending money on pavement. Her biggest reveal, however, was pure economics. In 2014, the state subsidized ferries to the tune of $117 million. The net economic benefit to the state was $273 million, a return of 133%. Nevertheless, state support for the Marine Highway continues to decline.
There was $123 million subsidy in fiscal year 2013, and what they're talking about in the House and Senate, and they're juggling it around right now, it may be about $84 million going forward for fiscal year 18.
Hoagland lets the numbers speak for themselves and resists the impulse to interpret them. When a chamber member asked her for suggestions on how to stop the decline in passenger traffic out of Sitka, she replied, "That's a question for the Marine Highway." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.